And here's a question. If you're a meat eater, how often do you eat red meat? And do you feel guilty about it when you do? We're about to find out if you should with Dr. David Katz, a nutrition expert and founding director of the Yale University Prevention Research Center. Dr. Katz, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
So the big question, how often should you eat red meat?
Less often than you do. I think that's the answer for many reasons to a population of 7.5 billion Homo sapiens.
And the reason is why?
Well, one of the arguments for eating meat, Jeremy, is that we're adapted to, that our species is effectively constitutionally omnivorous, and I think that's absolutely true. But if you're going to make that argument, then you have to think about eating the kind of meat we're adapted to eat, and that would be wild game. And there's an enormous compositional difference between the kind of meat most people eat in the modern world, bacon and pastrami and burgers, and the kind of meat that you get from wild animals. And just as a quick example, if you take the flesh of grain-fed beef cattle, about 35% of the calories come from fat, much of it saturated, virtually none of it omega-3, which we now tend to call fish oil. Compare that to the flesh of a wild animal like an antelope, only 7% of the calories come from fat, virtually none of it saturated, much of it omega-3. It's a night and day difference. So I think people are talking themselves into eating a kind of food we're absolutely not adapted to eat. So that's one reason. The other issue is I don't think anybody really wants to put cruelty on the menu, and the methods of mass production are cruel. They're cruel in a wide variety of ways. The animals are incarcerated. They're not fed their native diet. They're often dosed with hormones and antibiotics, which, by the way, are then part of what we're ingesting, and there's a whole host of unintended consequences there.
But from a health perspective, what you're saying is that it's an issue of our bodies not being adapted to eat red meat, at least as often as we do, and it's a fat issue.
Well, it's the kind of meat we're eating. Everything about it is different than the kind of meat that figured in the native human diet. The other key question, Jeremy, is, you know, if we're going to eat a lot of meat, what are we eating it instead of? Now, if you tell me, you know, you're going to eat meat instead of Doritos and Snackwell cookies, I'll say, well, you know, if it's good, clean, lean meat, you're trading up. The unfortunate thing is that we tend to have fairly meat-centric diets. So again, lots of bacon and burgers and deli meats and hot dogs, whereas almost no Americans meet daily recommendations for both fruits and vegetables. So, you know, again, instead of what is a crucial consideration here, including some meat in a diet that's mostly made up of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds, absolutely fine. Some of the world's healthiest populations do that. But we have the balance completely wrong in our culture, and unfortunately we're exporting that balance. So in terms of human health, we should be eating less meat.
And you've mentioned bacon a couple of times, so I guess you don't buy the pork industry's slogan, the other white meat.
Clearly not, right? Bacon is a processed meat anyway, and a lot of what we think of as meat has all sorts of additives to it. Salt is added, sometimes sugar in one form or another is added.
But is pork red meat?
Well, it's the meat of a mammal, and frankly, I think that's really the more crucial issue. It's not the color of the meat that matters, right? It's where it comes from. It's the health effect of eating it. It's a meat that's often high in saturated fat. But yes, I would say what we're talking about when we say meat is typically the meat of mammals, and pork is in that category. The other thing I was going to say, Jeremy, is that while the health argument is very clearly in favor of diets that emphasize plant foods, the environmental argument is even more strongly so. And this is what I think everyone has to factor in, the water costs, the carbon footprint. So, you know, for the sake of the planet, we have to de-emphasize meat in our diets. It just comes at too high a cost. It's just that simple. And as much as I care about the human health argument, I think the planetary health argument is even more compelling.
So we should say at this point in the conversation that you don't eat meat, correct?
I don't eat mammals at all. My wife is French. She grew up in southern France. We've traditionally had a Mediterranean diet. We include fish and seafood in our diet still, although less often than we used to. We've eaten poultry. My wife actually grew up including beef in her diet. I haven't eaten mammals in a long time, and that's a personal decision. I have dogs I love. I have a horse I love. It just didn't make ethical sense for me. But I'm not preaching that. I'm a scientist, so what I am willing to preach about what I practice is the part that's rooted in science, the environmental toll and the health toll of meat-centric diets. The case is clear.
So if somebody's listening to this and they say, well, I really care about everything that Dr. Katz is saying here. I want to do right by the environment. I want to live a healthy lifestyle, but I also occasionally want to enjoy red meat. What would be the 7-day sort of nutritionist guideline from you about how often you should be eating red meat in the course of a week? Once?
Well, you know, yeah, it's a great question, Jeremy. And again, I would say less is the one-size-fits-all answer because I have no idea where people are starting. A lot of people eat meat now twice a day. And not only do they eat meat, but they eat a lot of meat. So 3 ounces of meat is considered an official serving, but it's not rare, certainly in a restaurant, to get a pound.
Right.
You know, that's more than 5 times as much. So that's 5 servings of meat right there. The other thing is it depends what kind of meat we're talking about. Shift to grass-fed and free-range beef. If we're going to have meat in our diets, let's think about optimizing the composition of it, and let's think about the environmental impact. But I would say the answer is less. If you're eating meat now twice a day, eat it once a day. If you eat it every day, have one meat-free day a week. If you're eating meat only occasionally, try to go down to just once a week. If you're already eating it just once a week, think about maybe just once a month. Because if all of us move in the direction of less, even if we all make relatively small shifts, we're talking about us in our multitudes, hundreds of millions in this country, billions around the world. It adds up to a massive shift. And the benefits will be measured in our coronary arteries, but also in the world around us in terms of the preservation of our aquifers and our water supply, carbon emissions, and on and on it goes. So all of us can contribute. And the thing that I would append here, Jeremy, and as a doctor who's taken care of patients for 25 years, this is really important to me. I am not the boss of you. I am not the boss of anybody listening. I can tell you what's what. I cannot tell you what to do. I encourage less meat consumption, but you have to decide for yourself, you know, what is the place that balances what you want to do for your health, what you want to do for the health of the world, and what you want to do for yourself just because you like it. And I think everybody needs to strike that balance for themselves.
That's Dr. David Katz, a nutrition expert and founding director of the Yale University Prevention Research Center. Dr. Katz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.